First time all night going for the extra point. Trying to make this 45-6. A good snap. The kick is up. It definitely has the height. Does it have the accuracy? Yes, it does. Ring the bell. It is a PAT is good. And now it's Cassidy 45, Bad Axe 6 with 3:51 left in the fourth quarter. We'll return after this word from our sponsors from 269 Guns.
It's the annual open house at Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Saturday, October 5th. One day only specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Ruger and Leupold factory representatives on hand. How about a Randy's Hunting Center exclusive? A Ruger Go Wild 450 Bushmaster with Cerakoted barrel and muzzle brake, only $499. Over 2,000 Bushmasters on hand with over 190 options, including camo stocks, laminated, and walnut stocks. Exclusive stainless steel Hawkeye with 20 or 24-inch barrel, only $899.99. Over 25 models of the 350 Legend on display, starting at $399. Take home a Ruger LCP 380 semi-automatic pocket pistol, available in over 25 variations, or the Security 9mm, only $199.99. Archery specialists on hand with the latest in archery equipment and crossbows. That's the annual open house Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
And meanwhile, back in the ranch, Reichauer's kick comes into the 24-yard line. It is muffed and brought down right there. Number 7 on the tackle, Hayden Horn. And so it'll be 1st and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets with a running clock situation here. 39-point lead for the Cassin Redhawks, 45-6. And this one's all but academic at this point. We got our final scores rolling in here. We'll have those in the postgame show. Got to have a reason to listen. Summaries. 3:15 remains. 1st and 10. Bad Axe coming up to the line of scrimmage at the 24-yard line. Homecoming night here, and now we have a flag. And there's going to be a too many men on the field here for the Hatchets. And when I say too many, I mean too many.
Does that mean the penalties were double?
Too many men on the field. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Repeat. First down.
Yeah, it's kind of, when it's a running clock situation, it's kind of Pat Sajak style where they spin the wheel one last time and all penalties are worth that much.
That works.
Yeah. Less than 3 to play. So actually, as our spotter just pointed out, Dan Banky, 2 men ran off the field, so then it was actually down to 10. So the average works out. Single wing to the right, number 52, Toby McPhee, the biggest man on the field now. The quarterback, direct snap, though, to Jack Clancy. Breaks free of 2 tackles. He has the back beyond the 30 down to the 27-yard line. Tackle made by number 11, Colin Rubel for Cass City. It is going to be a gain of a good handful, probably about 9 yards of the play after that 5-yard penalty. So 9-yard gain for Jack Clancy. 2nd down, 6 to go. With just over 2 minutes to play in regulation. Cassidy 45, Bad Axe 6.
And there's a few that'll tell you that Toby McPhee, as big as he is, one of the fastest guys on the team. So I hope he gets a couple carries here. I'd love to see him in action.
Oh, man. Be a good fullback for a Big Ten Conference. And it's direct snap right there. Goes through, blasts through his first tackler. Would-be tackler, I should say, and all the way down to the 35-yard line. Number 2, Bryce Fernald, as he ran right over Jeremy Velasquez on his way into the hands of Fernald. Move the chains for Toby McPhee and the Hatchets.
I got an idea. I think we should use him more often.
No kidding.
I mean, wow. We just saw the Bearcats last week. They're arguably their biggest guy on their team plays running back. And that's exactly what Shane Ozentoski does for them. And he goes right over people. And Toby McPhee does exactly that to the Cass City secondary.
85 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. McPhee direct snap once again. Finds that right gap. Gets out for about 2, maybe 3 yards out to the 37-yard line. Tackle made by number 60, Jeremy Velasquez, for the Redhawks. 2nd down, 7 to go from the 38-yard line. 105 remains.
lot of those guys are as big as I am. And when I say big, I'm not very big. So if a guy that size is coming, you can absolutely be certain that I'm going low and trying to trip him up.
Bad Axe back in the huddle. Less than a minute to play. Cassidy will advance and keep that five-game win streak now intact. And they'll improve to 5-1. Reverse to number 23 for the Bad Axe Hatchets. That would be Caleb Geiger. And he has the first down marker at the 45, maybe the 46-yard line. Tristan Swiderski on the tackle. And they're going to move the chains forward for the Bad Axe Hatchets with less than 30 seconds to play. More than likely, one last play here.
And there's a little more of that playbook, some of those reverses and other options that we've seen Bad Axe use in the past. But it doesn't look like they're going to run another play, and that will be your final here in Bad Axe.
So the Bad Axe Hatchets fall to the Kansas City Redhawks on a homecoming night, but the Redhawks stay undefeated in Greater Thumb West play. They improved to 4-0 in divisional play and 5-1 overall.
That's the end of regulation.
And the Bad Axe Hatchets fall to 1-3 in divisional play and 2-4 on the season. When we return, we'll have all of your post-game wrap-up, all the other area scores we have. As the final score from here, the Kansas City Redhawks take the victory over the Bad Axe Hatchets right here on the W at the W Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Huron County Health Department. Okay, everybody, let's take a family picture.
I'll take it. One, two, three, smile. It's super blurry and dark.
Well, looks like somebody needs to upgrade their phone.
I would, but having cash for groceries is more important.
Well, you know, when you upgrade, add a line or switch to Thumb Cellular, they're giving a $50 gift card to your local grocery store.
So I can get a new phone and get free groceries?
You betcha. Right now, some Samsung Galaxy phones with awesome cameras are discounted up to $150.
Say no more. I'm going right now.
But wait, what about our family picture?
I'll be back in a flash with my new phone from Thumb Cellular.
Gift cards vary by office location. Visit your local Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for more details. Or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Huron Auto Parts, your auto value store one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your Auto Value Store. Here on Auto Parts, live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.